Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so one of the ways, so many ways of demonstrating that love, one of it is that because you love the woman or you love the man, you forgive easily. You forgive easily. Every opportunity, he is there to remind you, sister. I use unprintable words. Every opportunity, matter what we had done settled 3 years ago, you see, they bring her up. That text message is see from your former boyfriend. You see, they hold up. No matter how you explain to her and say, I don't have anything doing again. He is the one that sent that text. What do you want me to do now? Should I change my phone number? Even if I change, the man will still go and look for this new one. He knows how to get my number. You are there fighting. A proper man will join force with that woman to fight the man. So he's the one disturbing you. Next time when he call you, give me the phone. The next time, now for police station, we go settle the matter. And he will write an undertaking in the police station. The day I call this number, send text, or greet this woman on the road again, take me to jail. And of course, any man that knows you are behind your wife like that, he will tread carefully. There are certain problems that you join force together because of love to tackle. Love from the man. And that love, because you love the woman, brother, I'm facing the brother now, you will not be selfish. Love is not self-seeking. Love seeketh not her own. It's not selfish. You're always thinking of your wife. Hallelujah. And because you are not selfish, love makes you to be caring. Everything you have belongs to your wife. You think of her first before anything else. She comes first before anything else. And our brother here came here to God use him to teach us some things, Brother Maduka. He said he has written his will, a multi-billionaire. He has written his will. And in that will, the wife does not know what has been written in the will. A will is kept secret until the testator is dead. Then the will comes of effect. Now. But he said it here. He said he has written in the will that if for anything his wife is still alive and he is no more, and the wife sees this will and decides to adjust and rewrite this will, any clause of this will, I permit her. See love. So much until the name of his company is Cosmas, that is his name, and Charity, his wife's name, Cos Charis. You see? Because she comes first after your marriage. Once you are married, your wife first. Because you love her, praise the Lord. Love is tendering. You are tender towards her. What is the meaning of tender? To tender is another word for care. And because you tender her, you remove violence. Anything you are tendering, you cannot apply violence there because you will destroy it. So tenderliness removes violence. You won't think of beating her. Even when she runs mad, she break your windscreen, break your this thing, carry plate, smash them, say she's angry. The way Oyibo people get angry. You know, when Oyibo people get angry, the woman, he vex, then he will slap the man. Now after slapping the man, then she will start to cry. Now she slap him, but she will cry. Now the man knows that it is just an expression of anger. He didn't slap to injure you. But you don't try that in Africa. Oh. You beat me. Don't try that, sister. Don't try that too. But when she gets angry like that, like that, enter her room and bang the door and close it. I hate you. You know that's Oyibo. I hate you. Lock the door. I hate you. You're banging the door. No, go. I hate you. No. Go. Love. You hear the man say, he will call her. Call her Clara. I don't know. I know you don't mean it. Clara, take it easy. Clara, I know you don't mean it. Listen to me, Clara. You know, I love you. Clara. No. Leave me alone. No. Clara, I love you. Tender. Very, very tender. And love is demonstrated by giving. You give and give and give and give. So take. You give your heart, you give your soul, you give your spirit to the woman. And I know that Brother Chance does that. Eh? You give everything you have. Eh? Everything. Thank you. And because you love her also, love is possessive. You possess the woman. Brother, I'm telling you, the evidence that you love her, you are possessive. And that is why love is also suicidal. Because you can't do without her. In fact, losing her can make you to commit suicide. You are not yourself when she's not around. Because you are incomplete without her. She's so much a part of you. Until if something happened, God forbid, and she's dead, people will have to plan on how they will pass the message to you. Because informing you that your wife is dead, you may die before the doctor even confirmed that your wife is dead. You are so much part of her that you cannot do without her. Praise the Lord. And so, that's why the Bible says, love covereth a multitude of sin. Love overlooks her weaknesses because you love her. Hallelujah. And the Bible says one of the reasons why we contend the women, the way you relate with your wife is not the way you relate with your blood brother. The same father, the same mother, the same blood of your father in you. So there is a bond, and there is a way you relate, even though you are one by birth. But it's not the same way you will relate with a woman for very obvious reasons. Number one, you come from different backgrounds, different upbringings, different culture, and she is feminine, you are masculine. She's a woman, you are a man. And so, Apostle Peter put it this way, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. He said, likewise, you husbands, dwell with your wives, with them, according to knowledge. Give honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel. Knowledge there is knowledge of what I've enumerated. Knowledge of the fact that she is a woman. She is not a man. The way she reasons is not the way you reason. It is easier for a woman to cry than a man to cry. Her emotional being is different from your own. Dwell with a knowledge that whatever she does in that relationship, she does not mean it as negative as it looks. Whatever she tells you, she doesn't mean it. I told you one time I went to settle a brother and his wife, the wife. And then the wife, we were talking, and the wife kept saying, no, pastor, I'm fed up with this show. I will not marry again. I will go. I'm fed up. I won't stay again. I will shut up. We won't talk again. She will cut us. Pastor, I told you, I don't want this relationship again. I said, sister, you wanted this marriage. Don't make me talk when I'm not supposed to talk. They talk better than you're going to distract me. We all know you want the marriage. We all know. What is the evidence? Now your papa house, I call you come for this meeting. Not be from the man house you come. They tie your leg. Why you not pack a go, sis? Pastor Thomas, now me and you, there that day. The sister they hear now, they hear me. Praise the Lord. So she's saying it, not lie. She doesn't mean it. She does not mean it one bit. Brother, you must know she doesn't mean it. Sometimes they will so abuse you, and tell you, I regret the day I met you. But the truth is, the day she met you is the best day in her life. That is how God made them. I've said it here several times. She is made up of a nature that first and foremost she's negative before positive. She says no when she means yes. In a proper marriage relationship, brother, there is no man that approach any woman that will marry you and that very instant she say, I will. I mean a proper woman. When you go, she will first tell you, no, especially if she's still young. In fact, let me not say young. That one at least, you go say, she feel me now. She still want enjoys, you know, her youthfulness. But let's say this, the ones that are of age, let me use the right language. The ones that are of age, who are already praying to God, oh Lord, Anyone, just come. She just went to the mountain, 3 days right fasting. Oh Lord, anyone, Lord, I must settle this year. Anyone you bring, I will accept. Anyone you bring, I accept. And then they just come, finish. They go jam one man for road. And then the very handsome looking, see the kind of car where he parked. Immediately he come like this. Sister, there's something I see. I don't know if you are the one. He said, please so. I don't want distraction. I want to serve my God. The man drive off. The woman, inside her heart, she's singing, oh Lord, I never knew you will answer me this way. Praise God. Praise the Lord. If you don't know this, brother, woman will vex you like this every day. Have this at the back of your mind. She doesn't mean it. She doesn't mean it. Silver. Brother Silver, she doesn't mean it. Praise God. President. President, men fellowship. He told us the other time. He can condone any other thing from his wife, but when it comes to food. Hey. So the woman knows that there's only one area to handle the man. The food. Praise God. So the Bible says we should treat them like what? Weaker vessels. Don't equate them with you. In the way you think, the kind of heart you have, the kind of mind you have. They are weaker vessels. I'm talking to the brother. And therefore, it will be wrong for you to treat him like your junior or senior brother of age that you people will rack and fight and rack and scatter and show you I'm stronger than you, stronger. The fact that you are a man makes you already stronger than the woman. So there is no need to demonstrate it again. And the strength of a man is determined by his ability to take it in his heart. It is a sign of weakness that you react with violence. That shows you are a weak person. When you see a man that is so weak until he settles his matter by beating a wife, resorting to physical violence, just know that you have a psychological imbalance. You are not normal. That's what I'm saying. Can I see the man here? I don't mean gender. I've told you who a man is. I don't mean your gender. I'm talking of a man indeed. Can I see your hand up? Put down your hand. Since I got married, 29 years now, I have never used my hand to hit my wife. Neither have I ever used an insulting word against her. How many people married can say the same thing? Stand up. How many? How many years have you been married, brother? How many years have you been married? Eh?
3 years, sir.
3 years. How many years? Anybody? 10 years? 10 years. Come forward. Let me confirm. Is your wife here?
Yes, sir.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
Maybe you think I'm just talking. Let my wife stand up and confirm. She's here. Confirm my own first. After you, then Pastor Thomas will confirm. After that, every minister will confirm. Eh? Eh, my wife?
You have never, ever used an abusive word.
Never, ever. You are stupid. Now your mama head, now you talk. A man will speak like that. And no respect for even your in-laws. A man that has no respect for the wife's in-laws, you know you are not a normal person. Even your upbringing, something is wrong with it. In Africa, we are brought up to respect our in-laws. That you can face your wife and abuse her mama, her papa, certainly you must be a bastard. You don't have a father, you don't have a mother. That's the truth. Uh-huh. Hey, how many years?
16.
You have never, say it, I have never.
Never, I have never.
You have never done what?
Never beating my wife or insulted her in any way.
Hey, is your wife here? Wave your hand, sister. Anna, hey, that's she there. A very lucky woman, very lucky woman. Hey, brothers, clap for this man now. Aya, brother. Uh-huh.
Praise the Lord. 25 years now.
How many years?
25 years.
25 years.
I never abused my wife or beat my wife or insult her.
Hey! Africa! Brother, clap for him now. You, how many years?
Praise the Lord. 10 years now. I haven't sorted that or slapped her any time. Really.
Where's your wife?
She's here over there.
Wait, wave your hand.
She's there.
Where is she there? Sister, be very sincere. Don't put down your hand or lift it only small.
Please, I'm here.
You are there?
Yes.
Is it true?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, church, clap your hands now for our brother. Who again? How many years? Eh? Any other microphone? How many years?
18 years.
18 years?
Yes, sir.
And you can proudly say?
I've never insulted her nor beat her.
Hey! 18 years?
Yes, sir.
You are an Igbo man?
Yes, sir.
Igbo man?
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Chicken. And I am sure, I know Pastor Thomas has never. I know him very well. I know he gave him a microphone. I know that.
Look for her. Certainty. She's an angel. Look for her. She's an angel. It's too precious to be hit.
Thank you.
Look for her.
Where is she? She's with the children teacher. Anytime you see her, she's smiling. Always smiling. It is that smile that disarms Thomas.
With her open teeth.
Somebody clap your hand for Pastor Thomas. Oh. And you, how many years? 15 years. What of you? 11 years. What of you? 19 years. What of you?
10 years.
10 years. What of you? Next person.
15 years.
15 years. What of you? Say you're my wife in the Lukuna.
8 years.
8 years. Who again?
32 years.
Hey! He has beaten my record. 32 years.
Yes, sir.
You have never insulted her.
Yes, sir.
You have never hit her with your hand.
Yes, sir.
But did you push her small?
No, not at all.
Even push.
She's my girlfriend.
She's your girlfriend.
My girlfriend.
Where is she? Where is she?
She's in the hall.
Where is the woman?
Mommy, where are you?
Baby, where are you? That is the baby. See her there. That is your wife.
Okay, yes. That's her.
That is her.
Yes.
Clap your hands now. 32 years. God bless you. You may go back to your seats. Hallelujah. So, if you cannot control yourself, God will use us that testify now to judge you. It means it is possible to live with a woman forever without insulting her or hitting your hand on her. There are other ways of solving differences which must be exploited under an atmosphere of love. That is the position of the man. That is your responsibility. Scriptural responsibility. God-given position. And next week, we shall take that of the women. God bless you. Open my eyes that I may see. Shall we stand up? Glimpses of truth thou set for me.
Place in my hands
the wonderful gift
that shall unclasp
and set me
silently
now. Oh, silently
now. I wait, ready my God.
Ready my God. I wait to see.
Open my eyes, open
eyes. Illumine me, speak, hearing,
divine.
Say, hallelujah, silent. That's our prayer.
I wait, ready my God. hurt me now. I wait, ready my God,
ready my God,
I will open my eyes,
open my
eyes, illumine
me, oh Spirit. Say one more time, one more time. That's our prayer.
For
ready, my God,
I will.